Over in r/AI assisted, users are debating prompt engineering and research methodologies. A post titled "Nuff Said" sparked a conversation about user error in image generation. One commenter noted that telling an AI to please try again provides terrible instructions, advising that users should never jump into the next iteration without explicitly specifying success conditions, or alternatively, just start fresh in a new chat. Another user shared an anecdote about teaching a 12-year-old middle schooler how to solve the classic ambiguous wine glass problem by refining prompts to avoid the AI's default assumptions, proving that basic logic and clear communication skills remain paramount. Another user asked how to figure out a new field's 5-year trends without drowning in papers after their principal investigator asked for a quick overview. Having downloaded around 80 papers, they struggled to determine which changes actually mattered. Community members suggested throwing a few dozen recent papers into a session to map recurring themes, or mapping the field by research directions first using citations, adoption, and repeated follow-up work to identify true impact. Meanwhile, another thread highlighted a local-first tool called Graybox, designed as a long-term memory system that captures unstructured thoughts into an immutable inbox before organizing them later. Lastly, a user shared a fascinating clip of putting a voice agent's per interim signals on screen, displaying emotion, intent, and turn completeness distributions from the speech model in real time, with commenters noting that such responsiveness before a sentence is even finished could revolutionize voice agent interactions. Moving over to the art communities, r/AI Gen Art, r/AI Generated Art, and r/Images are showcasing striking aesthetic explorations. Over in r/AI Gen Art, highlights include High Priestess of the Dark Realms, Steady Hands. Even When the Sky Grows Whales, Pantheon of Goddesses, Servant of Silence, and Sue Tired, where users debated the cozy yet eerie nature of generated forest scenes. In r/AI Generated Art, a post titled Tribute to Helmut Newton caught attention for its recurring use of doors and mirrors in every frame, prompting viewers to guess which escape route the subject would choose. Other posts included Would You Follow This River to the Castle? Tea for an Absent Guest, Eating a Sandwich, and an ongoing narrative piece titled The Rat King Part 5 True generated by ChatGPT. Over in r/Images, creators shared detailed outputs like the sculpted lion crest plaque and ornate bronze steampunk clockwork. In r/AI Writing Hub, writers are tackling the challenges of long-form structure and maintaining personal voice. A user outlining a Chinese urban web novel asked how to keep project directions, character notes, settings, and chapter outlines visible together so they can revise them dynamically when a decision changes. Another developer introduced IMU, an AI writing assistant designed to combat generic corporate tones by interviewing users to learn their authentic writing style for emails and daily drafting. Meanwhile, an update was shared for Novella, AI Novel Forge, a 100% client-side, browser-based storage tool ensuring complete privacy with no external server data transfers. Discussions on maintaining a writing voice led to community advice warning authors to never let AI dictate what a story is about, emphasizing that human authors must retain control over character arcs and finished prose. Another thread featured a user reflecting on spending their entire summer building an original character universe, television series, and movie using ChatGPT, which drew mixed reactions from the community regarding time management and creative output. Over at r/AI_music, users are discussing practical hurdles and sharing new tracks. One user reported issues with the voice feature on their iPhone cutting them off or mistakenly suggesting counseling based on conversational queries. Another started a discussion on where AI mastering outperforms humans, with the general consensus pointing directly to speed. Creators also shared their latest work, including a dark ritual short titled Mutant Entries for an upcoming August Discovery playlist on Spotify, alongside educational tracks like Facts About the World. In r/AI Automations, engineers and entrepreneurs are looking to solve real-world operational bottlenecks. A software engineer fresh out of college offered to build end-to-end automations for two businesses with painful, repetitive processes completely for free, citing lead qualification and data copying as prime targets. Another user building an AI operations layer for property management sought reality checks on what is actually worth automating versus what should remain manual. Commenters noted that establishing a single source of truth from actual ledger and bank data is a far greater opportunity than the automation layer itself. A separate thread discussed real-world use cases for AI agents, with users emphasizing that recurring scheduled tasks, such as weekly briefing generation and automated client reporting, are where agents truly stick. Additionally, a developer asked for pricing advice after building a Google Apps script that automatically reads checked rows to generate printed product sticker labels for a small electronics resale business, with the community advising them to separate the upfront build cost from ongoing monthly maintenance fees. Another user offering a one-month free business automation setup received praise for targeting real businesses, as actual clients expose edge cases that simple demo workflows never reveal.